With the nation celebrating another birthday this weekend, we'll be hearing familiar voices hailing the country's greatness. With much of that same spirit in mind, here is Bill Kaufman, the Genesee County author, reading from his recently released book, Poetry Night at the Ballpark and Other Scenes from an Alternative America, writings 1986 through 2014.
The glory and richness of America come not from its weaponry or wars, which debase us as much, if not more, than the relentlessly vulgar and witless products rolling off the entertainment industry's assembly line. Rather, our Newman is found in our regions, our little places, the unseen America beyond the ken of our placeless rulers.
The author of several books and a screenplay, Bill Kaufman has collected a series of his writings from a variety of publications in producing Poetry Night at the Ballpark. With some articles 2 or 3 pages long, the book proves to be a page-turning journey through an often overlooked part of the country.
And it's the America that most of us see and live every day. The neighborhood bakery, the country church, the Sandlot baseball diamond, neighbors talking to each other over a cup of coffee. I mean, to me, that's the pith and stuff of life, and it's from those small person-to-person relationships that most of what's good about this country has developed and grown.
Much of Kaufman's work looks to defend that part of America from what he sees as its biggest threat, the elected leaders who have dragged the nation into conflicts around the globe for the last century.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
A militaristic schoolmarm who is almost the perfect blend of servility toward Wall Street and sanctimonious warmongering.
John McCain.
Probably the most rootless American political figure in memory. Who, if he had his way, America would be engaged in a state of perpetual war against the rest of the world.
Kaufman ranks George W. Bush behind Woodrow Wilson as the second worst president. He gives poor marks to President Obama while praising Grover Cleveland for his anti-imperial instincts. The opinions shared in Poetry Night at the Ballpark won't be heard on Sunday morning TV news shows, but they provide refreshing relief from the unproductive blue-red battles that dominate the national conversation. After starting his professional career in Washington in the office of former New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Kaufman eventually found his way back to his native Genesee County, where he has been living and writing since the late 80s.
I've been blessed. The idea that I would actually make a living, you know, make money, not a lot of money, but about what I deserve, I suppose, that I should make money from
that well-placed sense of humor mixes well throughout Kaufman's work. He maintains he's an optimist who sees positive signs emerging throughout the nation. Community-supported agriculture, craft breweries, new urbanism. And he sees some of that fueling the revival of Buffalo. While some in Albany and Washington might be quick to take credit, Kaufman tends to agree with the view that the city began making its turnaround when its citizens began embracing the region's Rust Belt heritage, which for so long was the subject of scorn.
Why are we here if not to love the marred and the imperfect? And we should take pride in the places we're from, or the places in which we live. Yeah, you use the Booker T. Washington line, cast down your buckets where you are. Doesn't have to be your hometown, but it's the place where you make your stand, and you learn about the history and the culture and the music and the flora and fauna and even the sins and warts and imperfections of the place. And you try to understand why do people live here? Why do people love it? And you're right. I'm not from Buffalo, but I've seen that. The efforts of I think people like Tim Thielman and others. Culture comes from the bottom up. It's a product of spontaneous and cooperative action, not some central authority pointing his finger and saying, "Let there be culture."
Bill Kaufman, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay. Long live Buffalo.